This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
There is a tempest in the teapot. I know I've told you guys to be patient. You've been patient. You keep wondering, Kevin, when's the anvil going to fall and crush these rascally scandalous Democrats? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. It's coming. I know you, oh, come on, Kevin, you've been saying that. Look, I've already laid it out for you guys. I said, you're going to watch it brew and brew and brew. When the Democrats lose in November, you're going to find it crush them. At that point, it's over. Because let me tell you what the Democrats will understand when the midterms don't go the way that they think they will. They will understand that Trump is in power now for 6 more years. That Donald Trump will continue to remake the courts unobstructed. That Donald Trump will be able to put an end to all of the nonsense of the Mueller investigation and all these other things, and they will be sunk. They know this. All you got to do is you have to go do your job. Leading up to the midterms, I warned you. I said you're going to see a level of desperation unseen in political history because you have witnessed over the last decade the most corrupt, unscrupulous government in the history of this republic. It rivals that of any banana republic. It just looks more civilized. They dressed it in a suit and called it Obama. They dressed it in a suit and called it Eric Holder. They put it in a nice little dress and called it Loretta Lynch or Hillary Clinton or whatever. But it is a corrupt dictatorship that is a banana republic run by a series of dictators. That's what it is. That's what it's been. Make no mistake about it. The funerals of McCain and Aretha Franklin are indicators of that desperation. The left believed that they could use emotions to sway people during the time of death. And what it tells me is that the Democrats sensed the end. Because it was such a lack of decorum, that's the only thing you can figure. A person dies, you think you're going to get up there and you're going to say kind words about the person. And that'll be it. They didn't do that, folks. They decided to torpedo Trump. That's the first time in history that I can remember where they used such a public format. And I'm talking about it went on for hours. It was an awards show. Everybody that came up, how great John McCain was. People that hated John McCain up there, oh, you know, he did this. But Barack Obama saying John McCain never was a racist. Go back and look at in 2008, all the times that the Democrats called him a racist. Or a sexist, or something else. And he dared invite these people to his funeral. And look at the number of people who stood up at Aretha's funeral and talked about Trump. She needed to put in her will, don't say anything about anybody else. Just eulogize me. People forgot who she was. It was like, who do we come here to see? What was it? I forgot. Don't be surprised if you forgot. Everybody that got up, Jesse Jackson said, you need to go out and register to vote. That's what Aretha would have wanted. It's crazy. I'm not playing a single clip from any of that clown show. I said it the other day because it's embarrassing to the nation. Everybody watched this. And you know what the world is watching? The world watches as all these clowns get up there and they say, we hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump's so mean. Donald Trump. And they wonder, how have you lost your sanity, world, when your president has done a job that no other president had opportunity to do and didn't do? How do you do it? Barack Obama sat for eight years on a piece of legislation that could have made Martin Luther King's, I think there's a place where they have a statue, he could declare it, you know, like a national park or something. Trump did it in a day. Barack Obama wouldn't even sign it. Anyway, does anybody believe that Americans became outraged at Trump over these two disgusting displays by the Democrats? I'd love to see the polls. I haven't seen any, so don't look to me, pardon me, for answers. But I predict Donald Trump, if we do have a poll, you guys can look, but there'll be a steady rise in both his popularity and his job performance. But now, think about the movie that's coming out, Space Race. You know, the what's it called? One Man or something Man? Lone Man? Anyway, it's about Neil Armstrong putting a flag on the moon during the space race. And guess what? They don't want the flag to be placed. They wrote it out. Because it might be offensive. Other countries might go, well, look at them putting that American flag on the moon. That iconic image that the United States beat the Soviets to planting a flag on the moon, well, it could be offensive to somebody. What are you talking about? That's history. That's what happened. Now, I don't know how much I can prove to you that the Democrats don't want you to feel American pride, except that. And they asked Ryan Gosling, well, Neil Armstrong would have wanted it this way. How the heck do you know? How do you know? Let me put it. If Neil Armstrong would have wanted it that way, he wouldn't have placed a freaking flag. See, I don't have to go into Neil's psyche. I don't have to interview all the people around Neil to know if he didn't want to showcase that America had beaten everybody to the moon, he wouldn't have placed the flag there. What an amazing thing not to do. And then to try to rationalize it. And you can watch every political talk show. Oh, well, that's the right thing to do. No, it isn't. I mean, I tell you what, let's go back and look at the Olympics, the Jesse Owens Olympics, and let's have Jesse lose. Let's not let people know that we defeated Nazism on the track and we made a statement about black folks to Hitler. Let's just, because we want the Germans to feel good about themselves now. I don't give a crap what the Germans feel. Jesse Owens went over there, whooped Hitler's butt. He showed the Aryan nation that brothers can outrun you and had Hitler rethinking his whole strategy. Hitler was going, you know what? We might have to integrate. We might need to get a few black folks over here and make sure that the gene pool stays pretty clear. I mean, can you make a better statement than that? But what I would love to see them rewrite this. Or how about Joe Lewis doesn't knock out Max Schmeling? Did I say Lewis? Joe Lewis doesn't knock out Max Schmeling. You know, let's just rewrite all of history to make people feel good. Oh my gosh, man, these people are crazy. And you wonder why we get up every day, you listen to this show, and we fight. I think I just gave you the answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Landmark Capital Gold Group. You can find these guys at landmarkgold.com. If you have been part of this volatile stock market, if you've been out for a reason, if you're afraid of the volatility of the market, if you're unsure about the economy, I don't blame you. You should be. Yellen doesn't understand the economy. She's the Fed chairman. Every time they make a prediction, the wrong thing happens because the economy is in such helter-skelter. It has been so manipulated, so fraudulently played with, that nothing works. None of the theories work about this economy. So the thing you need to be looking at are things that have stability, and precious metals are one. Gold and silver happen to be the type of thing where you should pay attention to. So I happen to be an investor in gold. I use Landmark Capital Gold Group, landmarkgold.com. You can reach them at 844-715-9411. The reason why I talk about these guys is not only do I, as I mentioned before, I use them, but they're stable. They know what they're doing. David Fisher, the CEO, has been on the program quite a few times. He talks about the volatility of the market, the price of gold, which has gone up 16% since December, while the stock market continues to ebb and flow and mostly fall. that, you know, there's a way out. There's a way to protect part of your assets as the volatility. And maybe things will settle. Maybe we do get somebody who understands the economy and we bring things back. But it's a complicated world. It's more complicated because we have idiots in charge of us who don't know anything about fiscal policy. They know nothing about how to bring jobs to America. It's a trite thing to say, we're going to create jobs. How do you create jobs? You don't create jobs by creating bureaucracy. Those are temporary jobs. Expanding government, government is like a cancer. I can't exaggerate it any more than that. It only wants to grow. It does not want to shrink. It's not, government is never going to be what we used to term a self-defeating cause. There are businesses that are sort of self-defeating. And I'll give you, the reason why I can tell you this is I used to be in one. I was a manufacturer's rep. So here's what happens in the manufacturer's rep business. A company starts up and there's a bigger company that's doing something. Let's say, using examples, let's say there's a Walmart, okay? Walmart will have its own representatives. But there's a little grocery chain or a little store that's like Walmart. And it says, we want to expand, but we can't compete with Walmart. So it'll hire somebody like me, a rep, a manufacturer's rep. And I'm using Walmart and Little Co. As examples. They would hire me. I would go and find out what are the, and they would hire me and multiple people around the nation. So I would have a territory of, say, you know, four states. And since I did this in TOLA, Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas, let's just use that. So everywhere there's a Walmart, I might, 2 miles away, pop up a smaller version of my store that is, you know, the geared towards what I want to, how I compete against Walmart. Maybe my products are a little better, they're private label, a little cheaper, I don't know. But whatever the strategy is, I would do that. So I would set that strategy in my territory. Now, another rep may do it differently because it knows how Walmart behaves in his territory. So all of us are out there slinging. They bring us together for conventions. We talk about our strategies, what's working. They give out the rep of the year trophy. Somebody gets it. We have conversations with the rep of the year, which is probably me. And they explain, I say, well, what I did is I set up 2 miles away from Walmart in a major thoroughfare where I knew people had to go by me to get to Walmart. Whatever. I explain my concept. Then they go out and we all do it. Over a period of time, if we get good at it, the manufacturer finally goes, huh, you know, I'm paying out $20 million a year to my reps. I could bring all that in-house. It's always a financial decision. I could bring all that in-house and I could do that with just four regional managers that do this. Now that we know how to do the strategy, they then fire me because now they're competing with Walmart, and then I got to go look for the next guy to build. We call the rep business one of the world's self-defeating businesses. You can work so hard and perform so well, you work yourself out of a job. But you know what? There are manufacturers reps all over this country who understand that. They know it. They know that it's a matter of time. When you get to where you're earning about $500,000 to $1 million a year from a product line, you know your days are numbered. Because they look at how many FTEs, full-time employees, can I hire to do this job in that territory? Well, I can put it to you this way. You could hire three people in that territory to do what the rep does full time and dedicated to it. I've got ten other product lines I'm servicing. They would be dedicated only to that. They would implement the strategy and go forward. So that's what you're doing. And you as a business owner, you have to be contemplating all the time, what's that cutoff? And you can feel it. I mean, if you're good at your business, you know, okay, we're getting close. You know, so you start putting overtures out. It works both ways. Everybody starts, you know, tipping, sneaking out at night, trying to find another date. So you know when they're doing it and you know when you better start doing it. So that's the business. Government should be in the business of defeating itself. It should be in the business of limiting itself. The government isn't. Government doesn't want to stop its growth. Government is there to grow. Once you put up a department, that the person who starts to enrich himself and goes, wow, this is pretty cool. I make $115,000 a year. I got these people reporting to me. I can disappear for hours of the time. I told you guys a story where the government has people on paid leave as long as a year. Not using personal time, not on FMLA. It's not somebody died or a kid is sick or something like that. No, they're just on leave. You can hide in the government. And that's why, being honest, that's why it attracts so many minorities. It's true. It's a great job to just go and say, I'm not that talented, I'll go hide. It's very, let me tell you where you can't hide. You can't hide in your own business. Now think about what we do, and I'm going to brag for a little bit, and I don't do it very often, but you have to pursue excellence in your own business. When we get up in the morning and I have a meeting with my team, we are trying to be excellent. We are trying to be more witty, more clever, more poignant, more hard-hitting. We want more press than anybody else. Do we win every day? That's for you to decide. I can't answer that question, but I'll tell you this. We are up trying. We don't get up and go, well, man, I don't know. What about you? Oh, hey, I'm going to have some more coffee. I tell you what, let's have this meeting again in an hour. No, man, we hit it. If you ever sit through one of my meetings, it's like, okay, look, guys, we're getting too far afield. Let's get back to this. Boom, 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 boom. A meeting that would last in corporate America, seriously, a solid hour takes me 12 minutes. I keep it on point because I don't have time for nonsense. My day is too short for me to hear you restate problems or tell me what else is going on. Look, we have got to go. We got to hit it. So with respect to this, our job is to make sure the government limits itself. And they hate this. This is what they hate about us. They hate that we have seen the light, that we understand government is not going to stop itself. Government wants more people on welfare. Government is going to lie about statistics to make itself look good, even in an economy where things are bad. They don't know how to do things, so they glamorize it. They make you think they're smarter than what they are. Look at all the degrees that we have. I don't care about your degrees. I know what it takes to get something done. Get up, show up, and follow up. It's that simple. You can have Princeton degrees, and I'll work. I will absolutely embarrass you outworking you.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Saturday, a final vote will be held for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Republican Senator John Thune is a yes vote. He explains what happens now between the vote that was held earlier on Friday.
Well, right now, we're in what we call in the Senate post-cloture debate. And so the clock runs. It's 30 hours of post-cloture debate. At the conclusion of that time, you would have the final vote. Time can be yielded back. We don't expect the Democrats to want to do that. But we will know one way or the other for sure, for certain, by tomorrow afternoon, whether or not Judge Kavanaugh is going on the Supreme Court. And in. We feel really good about the vote this morning, and that makes us optimistic with respect to the vote that we're going to have tomorrow.
The U.S. economy added 134,000 jobs in September. Now, that is well below analysts' expectations, although the unemployment rate did fall to 3.7%. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11:30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, everybody, we got a ton to talk about. Yeah, Obama's going to be campaigning. Yeah. He's coming out of his swamp rat hole. We'll talk about that. Serena Williams was in the news throwing temper tantrums, pulling the woman card. Mueller got his guy. Did you guys hear about that? Yeah, Mueller got his guy. Woo! The chips are starting to fall. Conservatives, be afraid. Be very afraid. Yeah, Alex Jones kicked off Twitter. McCabe's back in the hot seat. You heard this story? Burt Reynolds died. And we still got the fallout of Nike. And Levi's is in the mix as well. We got a ton to talk about. A ton to talk about. I want to finish what we talked about earlier, because I was talking about Donald Trump, and I asked a couple of questions, but I ended the last segment on, if Donald Trump is really deserving of impeachment by the 25th Amendment, invoking the 25th Amendment, which says that the president is incapacitated, physically or mentally or whatever. So the left wants you to believe Donald Trump is insane. Now, he's the same Donald Trump from when we elected him. And I've seen nothing but very sane activities, but you have to understand the world you live in when you're talking about leftist sanity. For them is insanity. When you talk about getting back $800 billion in trade and correcting that imbalance, they think you're insane. They say you're starting a war. When you say that you want your NATO, your partners, your allies in the war on terror to buck up and cover their own debts and do what the commitment of the agreement is, they think it's insane talk. When you say, I want to talk about the denuclearization of North Korea, and I'm going to use our trade policy and what we do with China to do that, they say, what are you talking about? Are you crazy? Then when they want to, you know, have this false narrative that you're involved with the Russians, and then you go beat up the Russians and say, hey, Europe, why are you buying your oil from the enemy? You need to be buying your oil from us and your peers, your partners. They go, you're in bed with Putin when you're trying to shut down his economy. Yeah, I'm just giving you some examples. When you say, you know what, I don't think we should be allowing illegals over here who are killing our citizens, like Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle and thousands of others. They're raping, they're sex trafficking, human trafficking little kids, separating children from their families with these long treks, violating our constitutional rights as citizens of the United States, violating our laws, taking jobs away from citizens and so on. They accuse you of being xenophobic. How dare you? How dare you fight for the rights of the citizens of this country when there are people out there doing dastardly things like stealing identities and stealing jobs and stealing precious resources that could be going to America's underprivileged? And their excuse? Well, these people are underprivileged too. As if you had something to do with it. Because, you know, you Americans, we Americans, you people, You're mean. You're bad. How dare you not want to give your money up to somebody else? How dare you not realize that the government is a better spender of your money despite being $21 trillion in debt? Now, I don't know what that translates to you, but in my household, it would be like me owing $50 million and people still giving me money. Can you imagine? I just want you to think, if my nonprofit was, I was out buying yachts and Ferraris and, you know, beach houses and whatever else, and these people would be, well, Kevin, you can't keep spending. Like, oh, yeah, no, it's no problem. It's no problem. I could be, you know, so what, my net worth is only, you know, $500,000 or whatever it is, and I'm spending $50 million. It's okay. I'll just go print some money. Yeah, Barack Obama, who won't show you his grades, is brilliant. Donald Trump, who is a graduate of Wharton and went on to become a multi-billionaire, he's a knucklehead. He's unhinged. He's unfit to serve as president. Look at the witch hunt of Mueller and ask yourself, well, Hillary Clinton sold America's 20% of America's uranium to the Russians, got $140+ million donation to her foundation. Her husband spoke in Russia for $500,000 on the heels of this. The Podesta brothers have gotten over $20 million from the Russians while they were in cahoots with Manafort. And I could go on. 50 people in their staffs have met with the Russians routinely, including oligarchs and bankers and what have you, and it's easy to follow the money thread. Donald Trump has somebody that may have tried to set up a meeting so they could get some dirt on Hillary Clinton for the campaign, and they are investigating Donald Trump for collusion with the Russians. And not a single thing going on with Hillary Clinton. But the left say, you're crazy. You're unhinged. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. In a period where Barack Obama lost almost 5 million jobs, Donald Trump has gained almost 2 million. For those of you doing the math, that's a 7 million delta. And they don't want to give this man any credit. Lowest unemployment in history for blacks, Latinos, and women. They don't want to give him any credit. Stock market has set so many records, it's become boring. It's become rather blasé to discuss it. Kevin, the stock market went over 26,000 and set a new record. Oh, whatever. Anyway, what are we going to eat? Nobody has to care. No leftist would have predicted that Donald Trump would have the stock market nearing 26,000, having crested 26,000. He's created trillions of dollars of wealth, not only in the stock market, but in bringing back home values. He's made America safer. He's made the world safer. Do I need to go into foreign policy in any real detail? Does anybody know that China, Donald Trump just said he's ready to do $200 billion of tariffs on China, and he's ready to go. Do you think the Chinese are not going to blink? Because they already have. The G7, we're going to straighten Donald Trump out, whatever, with the trade issue. Donald Trump has the G7 by the yin-yang. That's what he's waving them around. And believe me, the dog is wagging the tail finally, and the G7 came, they saw, and they got their butts kicked. Donald Trump conquered them, all of them, with a very simple phrase. You've been screwing us for decades, and it's over. And they got the message. Mexico, same thing. Go look at the numbers. Mexico will build our wall. We will no longer have a $72 billion trade deficit with Mexico. On that, you can take it to the bank. I tell you this, it will not happen. We will not let it happen. Next. President Trump has extended the longest recovery in history. Now, while Obama required quantitative easing of $8 trillion plus dollars to stimulate the economy, Trump requires no affirmative action types of a crutch in order to save the economy. He's doing it the way it's supposed to be done, by creating jobs and creating opportunities and lowering taxes and getting rid of onerous government legislation that is being felt. year after year. I want you to consider it this way. Donald Trump removed $2 trillion a year of onerous legislation. So businesses now no longer, I'm talking about the entirety of American business, no longer has all these stupid rules and regulations that was hindering them. Now we're into the second year of that. Another $2 trillion. $4 trillion got returned to our marketplace by that simple move. And he's continuing to do it. That's how good this guy is. Next year, it'll be another $2 trillion back into the economy. And in the third year, his fourth year, when he does it, he will have erased all of Barack Obama's $8 trillion of funky, phony money that was printed that had no backing in productivity by the United States. And the reason why there was no backing in productivity, what I'm saying is there weren't enough new workers to take on that burden. He just artificially doubled our debt for no reason whatsoever, except in his view, to save the economy, because he refused to cut taxes, he refused to listen to Republicans, and he implemented that skunk Obamacare, and Donald Trump said, we don't need any of it. Boom. And when Obamacare is officially gone, you're going to see another boost. Trump's approach was to bring new jobs. Lowest unemployment for blacks, women, and Latinos. I repeated that because I wanted you to understand that's a trifecta. And the jobs that Trump brought here aren't Juan Valdez jobs either, folks. He added 400,000 new manufacturing jobs, and he's got R&D coming back to America. We are the best thinkers on the planet because we have so much of an amalgam of other people. We can think, outthink any other country in the world, maybe outside of Israel. And to be honest with you, a lot of the Israeli ingenuity comes from us as well, comes from our ideas. Although some leftists want to credit Obama, if they can do what they want, there is no way you can tell me that 2% being the new norm and that we aren't going to be able to bring manufacturing back, and you can't save these other jobs, manufacturing jobs, is something that Obama can walk back and then want to try to take credit for the economy. Good luck with that. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The Black Sphere presents Real Politicians of Genius.
Real Politicians of Genius.
Today we salute the intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
My favorite word is the word. And that is everything. It says it all for us.
Saying it all by saying nothing.
We have to give voice to what that means, word. Isn't it a beautiful word? It covers everything.
In her own feverishly mediocre mind, perhaps.
Mediocre!
But there's one thing that makes an intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant stand out like a black man on MSNBC.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
They always seem to think you're even stupider than they are.
Intellectually mediocre and inarticulate would-be tyrant.
WatchYour.net.
Brewed in St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. RacePimping.com is where you can find my book. I hope you get it. If you're interested in having me in your neck of the woods, contact us on KJRadio.com, and we will definitely get with you. If you are a radio person in some way, shape, or form, maybe you used to be, you want to get back in, I would love, I'm looking for an assistant producer, somebody that can help us kind of craft the shows, do a little bit of grunt work, and have a lot of fun. If you really want to have some fun and want to be part of a radio team and say, hey, I'm part of a growing group of people that really know what they're doing or whatever, well, you might want to put in a resume somewhere. But if you want to be with a ragtag group of crazy folks that have no idea what we're doing, we'd love to have you. We want to have fun. We want to enlighten people, undoubtedly, but I want them to have fun. I want you to feel like you've listened to a show, you did get the information, but you left going, you know, it's doomsday, you know? The people hear these radio shows and they come to me, oh, Kevin, I was listening to so-and-so, and I mean, is there any hope? And I'm like, yeah, there is. The hope is in you, man. Look, guys. Who knows what's going to happen in this election cycle? My brother and I were talking about it, and we say, man, this is all in God's hands. Maybe God wants to teach us a lesson that we will never forget. And who knows what's going to happen? Who knows what will happen to the Supreme Court? Who knows whatever? If Hillary Clinton gets elected by some strange reason, or the wrong person as a Republican for some of the people who are out there, you know what? Your life is going to be okay. Because we've managed to survive under whatever circumstances. But don't be one of these people that didn't go all in. That's the only thing I would say. Don't be that guy. Or that girl. Or that it. That cis thing. Whatever. I'd left as all those other things. But don't be that. Can you say that anymore? Is demonstrative pronoun? So all I'm saying, guys, is, you know, if you want to be in the game, and you really do, I mean, I want you to enjoy what we do as part of what I call the game. I don't think of it as a game. But if you're interested, come join us. We want you to enjoy this program, to feel uplifted, to feel like, you know what, my voice is out there. It's being heard. Somebody's fearless in delivering what I want to say. Somebody wrote, who was it that wrote to me? God, I should have done this one on the show. Wrote to me and said, new fan, you know, you're speaking my language, but I'm going to find that, and maybe we'll come in on it in the next segment. But I love getting those because, you know what? I do speak for you. It's not about me. It's about you. Anyway, I want to cover this. I saw this story about this guy. It was in the Washington Post, and here's what he writes. Last August, in the middle of summer, I'm the summer news doldrum, I wrote a quick story on an obscure U.S. Department of Agriculture data set called the Natural Amenities Index, which ranked America's counties on the number of physical characteristics, mild weather, ample sunshine, varied landscape, that usually make a place desirable to live in. The piece had a few hundred words, a map, some charts, standard data journalism fare. Per usual, I called out the winners and the losers according to the data. On the latter point, some far-flung place I'd never heard of called Red Lake County, population 4,057 in Minnesota, scored dead last. I did a quick Google search, added a dash of snark about their claim to fame, the only landlocked county in the United States that is surrounded by just two neighboring counties, and called it a day. That's when the trouble started. You can read all about the intense and exceedingly polite backlash to the original story here. At the suggestion of a local businessman, I took a trip out to Red Lake County to compliment my spreadsheet smarts with some boots on the ground knowledge. I'm going to stop there for a second, because here's what I want to tell you about the left. The left will argue vehemently to the death over something they know nothing about. Nothing. I've had more arguments with leftists around the Tea Party, for example, and in each case, they've never been. Never been to a single Tea Party. Only anecdotal information from people. That's how they would argue how they knew what the Tea Party was. And I just remember after maybe the 20th time, I was on with a guy named Ellis Hinman. And I think I was on CNN or MSNBC, and we're having a discussion, and it just dawned on me. I said, Ellis, have you ever been to a Tea Party? Well, no. And I go, see, that's a perfect example. That's a guy that doesn't know physics, but he wants to teach it to you. He doesn't know. And I go, it's amazing to me how a person can sit in the other side of a window, having never been to something, has no, when, okay, if you haven't been, it would be like me saying, okay, listen, I'm going to tell you about the French, and I've never met a Frenchman. I've never been to France, but I'm going to tell you about the French. The French, they are very blah, 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 she says, ah. It doesn't matter what my accent is. If I've never been and never met somebody, how can I tell you about him? This guy had never spoken to a Tea Party person, had never been to a Tea Party event, and they had him as the expert to argue against me, a guy who'd been to many Tea Party events, proud Tea Party member. Go to teapartycommunity.com and you'll find out just how much, because I bought the site. And I'm telling you, I don't know how they do it. If you said to me, Kevin, you're going to come on and you're going to argue about the Peshmergas versus the Umbutus in Iraq, and because they're fighting, and I would be like, hey, no, I'm not. Why would I do? I don't know anything about the Peshmergas. You know what? No. Call Ambassador Bolton. There would be no way I'd sit in a window and say, well, from what I've read and learned and never been, I'm going to explain to you the Peshmergas and their situation. I would be a lunatic. But the left will fine. When do I go on? Where's makeup? So anyway, this guy goes, he leaves the confines of the big city. He's a big city dude, writes for Washington Post. You know, he's D.C. based. Hey, man, he's a mover and a shaker. So he takes a trip out to Red Lake County because he wants some boots on the ground knowledge. I applaud him for that. He says, I met interesting people, petted friendly cows, experienced firsthand the stark beauty of the northwestern Minnesota landscape. Traveling to a place like Red Lake County, hours away from any major metro area, is a reminder that in much of the country, the rhythms of life are still markedly different than the coastal city grind of long commutes and high-octane jobs, I wrote at the time. For some of us, it takes a place as small as Red Lake County to drive home just how big the country really is. Weeks went by. Autumn's campaign season madness began in earnest, but I couldn't stop thinking about the places in Red Lake County I'd visited, or the people I met there. People who'd shown kindnesses, small and large, from a friendly handshake at a bar to an entire cake baked and decorated with cartographic precision of a map of the county, to a stranger who they only knew from the line of a line of snark tossed into a news story. See, that's what I want you to fixate on for a second. This guy gets off his high horse, off of his magical butt, and he goes and visits the real people of America, and you know what he finds out? How different he is. How non-American he is. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.